What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. Today, I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how love after narcissistic relationships seems boring. You don't want love to be boring. This video is inspired by one of my friends. Her name is Carly. She goes by Red High Heels, H-E-A-L-S, Red High Heels, on all social media platforms. But she did a video very recently, and she's a survivor of narcissistic abuse. She's in a relationship with a narcissistic person, and she got out of it and whatnot. She helps other people get through it. She did this video, said she doesn't want love to be born. It was a nice little video and whatnot. And I was just like, I talk to survivors and victims and thrivers all the time, literally all the time. And that's a common theme. When they get out of these relationships and they're looking for the next relationship or whatever, they want to find love again and things like that, they always seem to say that it just doesn't feel right. It's like, this next person just seems boring compared to my ex. The things, it's just boring. It doesn't feel right. It just feels like, you know, this normal, quote unquote, normal, non-narcissistic love is boring. I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, and I just tell people like that. This is what I tell people. Peace looks boring to those who are not accustomed to it. Love is peace, y'all. Love is not turmoil. Love should not hurt. Love is not painful and things like that. I know people are going to already look. Let me get ahead of y'all already, because I know what you're going to say. Lee, you're a narcissist and you don't know what love is. Blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. We get it. We understand what you think you know about me and what you think, you know, you think love is and whatnot. I get it. Trust me. I get it. I hear it. I see it. I feel it every single day. But most people, when you get out of toxic relationships and things like that, and you try to go date somebody else, it might seem boring. Because the love bombing phase is intense. When you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, the love bombing phase of that narcissistic toxic relationship is going to be intense. It just is. That's when I'm talking to people, and you see the videos online about from other survivors and things like that, and they say the love bombing phase was like none other. The connection we had was incredible. I've never felt as connected to someone as I do to this person, or as I did to this person. So, and it moves really, really fast, right? Love moves really, really fast in a relationship with a narcissist. It just does. It's not gonna be slow moving love. Typically, sometimes it can be, but like typically, it's gonna be fast moving, high paced. You know, instant gratification, pretty much like microwave love. Oh yeah, there we go. Y'all, the analogies just kicked in when I started talking. Narcissistic relationships and narcissistic love is like a microwave relationship. You put it in there, it's quick to heat. You put it on 30 seconds, the timer goes off really quick. You cook food quicker. You cook the relationship quicker. It moves faster. Normal, quote unquote normal, non-narcissistic relationships are slow broil. There, you have to put them in the oven. Crock pot love. It takes a while to get there, but when you finish it, when it's tender, when the meat or the soup or the stew is ready, whatever you got in the crock pot, it might take a while to get there, but it's worth it when you finally get it. So narcissistic love is just like microwave love. It's quick. It's instant gratification and things like that. It's quick, fast paced. Crockpot, like non-narcissistic love is crockpot love. It takes a while, but it's worth it. And it's not boring, y'all. Could it actually be boring? Could the person you're dealing with be a boring person? Absolutely yes. But could it just be that it's crockpot love and it takes time to get to its peak? It takes time to cook it. It takes time to get it ready. Microwave, you tear the top off, you heat for 30 seconds, and you look, 90-second instant rice. Which rice would you rather have? 90-second rice that you put in the microwave, or this slow crock pot rice and stew? Like, I'm just telling you, take things slowly, because peace Peaceful love, real, genuine, authentic love can seem boring to those who are not used to it. You're used to the high-paced microwave relationship. You just are. Put it in there, preheat it. You know, it's prepackaged.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I guess it's pre-cooked. They tell you everything you want to hear. You pretty much know them in the beginning. You know everything about them in the beginning, and they manipulate the hell out of you. You know what I mean? So take the time to slow yourself down. Take the time to heal yourself. Take the time to feel yourself. Take time, y'all. Take your time. Like I said, take time. After you get out of a toxic relationship, definitely take time to heal. Goddamn, look, y'all. You absolutely have to take time to heal when you're dealing with a narcissist, when you get out of a narcissistic relationship. You have to. Because if you don't, you're going to be wasting a lot of time. If you don't take time to heal, you're going to hop right out of a narcissistic toxic relationship and right into another one, a worse one, a psychopathic relationship. Slow down. Because in your moments of vulnerability, you're going to be susceptible to narcissists. You just are. That's why when you get out of one toxic relationship, it's not uncommon to get into another one, because you go to what you know. It's moving. It's fast paced. I'm just telling you, slow down, y'all. Peace is going to look boring. You don't want boring love. Like Carly said, you don't want boring love. You don't want love to be boring. So you have to make it exciting. You don't have to move extremely fast to get to make it not boring, because speed is typically going to be the weapon of a narcissist. It just is, y'all. Most narcissistic people want to move fast because they know if you know the real them, that they're going, that you might not like them. You might not care about them like you used to. You might not be dealing with them like you used to. You know what I mean? I just said that when you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, just understand that's how it goes. That's the way it's going to go. Absolutely, it's absolutely going to go that way. So understand it. Like I said, slow down, y'all. Take your time. Crock pot. Put it in the crock pot. Literally, put the relationship in the crock pot and let it get tender. Let it get to the point where it's delicious. You know, microwave food can be satisfying, but it's not going to be as fulfilling as that crock pot. Take your time, y'all. Take your time, because if this is forever, why are you rushing? If we're going to be together forever, if this is meant to be, why are we rushing to the finish line? Why are we speeding to the finish line if this is forever? So that's what I tell people all the time. Like, slow down. Take your time. Because if you do not take your time, you're going to end up in another toxic relationship. Because guess what? You don't want love to be boring, right? You don't want that boring love, correct? You said it. I didn't say it. You don't want love to be boring. I didn't say that. You said it. So take your time, y'all, when you get out of these relationships. Take your time when you're getting into a new relationship. Take your time. Feel people out. Get to know people. Because I know people don't want to be lonely. If you're afraid of being alone, you're going to get taken advantage of by a lot of narcissistic people. And you're going to remain in toxic relationships longer than what you need to remain in them. Because you're going to attract narcissists, y'all. You just are. You're going to have narcissistic people in your life. But they don't have to have access to you for an extended period of time. You can say no to these people. You can leave these people alone. You just can. You have to understand it, because if you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, understand that this is how it goes. I know we understand that you don't want love to be boring. But love doesn't have to be. Peace looks boring, y'all. Peaceful love can look boring. Like, you can see a couple sitting on the front porch in their rocking chairs, and they look bored as hell. But guess what? They're in love and they're at peace. You can be in Paris or Rome or France getting emotionally abused or physically abused. But there's love, right? That's what you say. Some people think love is. That's what I tell people. Take your time. Slow down. I understand that you don't want love to be born, but you also don't want love to move too fast. Take your time. Put it in the damn crock pot. Put it in the crock pot. So Carly, if you ever see this video, put it in the crock pot. We know you don't want love to be boring. Put it in a crock pot. You don't want microwave love, y'all. You just don't want to do that. So take your time, heal if you're getting out of a toxic relationship, and look for peace. Find peace. Because peace may look boring to those who have not accustomed to it. Take your time, heal, y'all. And if you're in the Durham, North Carolina area on July 23rd, come through to the live in-person meet and greet. We're going to be doing a live in-person meet and greet. Come say hey. I'll be there. Raw Motivations, Ben Taylor will be there. We're going to have fun, y'all. Come through Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd, 2022. If y'all watching this later on, it's already passed. If it's past July 23rd, you missed it. Come to the next one. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.